Tonight's show was first broadcast almost exactly 2 years ago. More about that later.
Tell me, where do they go? Those smoke rings I blow each night.
Hello and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater, a locally produced show on KKRN FM 88.5. KKRN is a listener-supported, all-volunteer community radio station. I'm Elsie Ritchie, your host for this evening's presentation of Doubt is Our Product, written by Joe Graceffo, who resides in Alameda, California. Now then, imagine yourself seated at a large table in the conference room of a major public relations firm circa 1964. A meeting of the R.J. Reynolds team is about to commence. A report by the Surgeon General's office has just been released linking cigarette smoking to lung cancer. The meeting's agenda contains just one item: brainstorming arguments to counter that report.
I knew this was coming, but really, smoking and lung cancer?
I don't know. It's in the Surgeon General's report.
Yeah, baby, but who's the Surgeon General?
The top medical authority in America.
I know who he is.
Very big deal. Big Boss is gonna want ideas.
Ideas? I got an idea. The report is bullcrap. Would I still be smoking if I knew these things gave me cancer?
Careful, Sam. You're gonna cough up a lung.
Just stop cracking wise, okay?
Sure, Sam. I gotcha.
So, Joe, seriously, we gotta come up with ideas.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's on us, baby.
I'm not comfortable with that sort of beatnik language, Sam.
Oh, come on. We're PR guys. You gotta be with it, baby.
Please, stop calling me baby.
Fine, Joe, fine. You wanna get ahead, you gotta get hip.
I don't wanna get ahead. I just wanna do my job.
Move and shake, baby, move and shake.
Sam, seriously, no more baby. Please. I hate these morning meetings. Big Boss is always late.
Ah, well, what can you do?
There's another guy who's always late. You know Rob, our media buyer.
Yeah, I've heard rumors.
Always busy during lunch.
That's still going on, with the Steno pool gal?
Donna.
You got it, baby.
Jeez Louise, will you quit that? I'm shocked.
And a family man besides.
He got kids?
Nope.
Not that it makes it right.
Catch him alone after work, and he's always talking about him and Laura. Can't wait to start their family.
All bullcrap then, isn't it, Sam?
Can't say for sure, Joe. Maybe one's true, and so's the other.
Two things equally true.
Doesn't sound possible, does it?
I gotta take notes again this time.
Nah, you're off the hook on this one. Big Boss is bringing in a steno.
Jeez, this is important.
Big tobacco, baby. This house rides on Reynolds.
I've heard that rumor.
RJ is 35% of our billing. We lose big tobacco and we might as well just close up shop.
35%?
And it's going to go up. We're going to get a lot busier around here.
Sam! You know our outside counsel, Frank Frankwater? Frank's here to make sure our messaging stays in the realm of legal plausibility.
We can't go off half-cocked now, can we, Big Boss?
No siree, Bob. You're Bob?
No, I'm Joe. Joe Colombo.
Italian, huh? You know, it's a damn good thing we're hiring Italians. We're starting to pick up some of the food and beverage companies they got over there.
I'm not actually from there.
That's fantastic. You smoke, Joe?
No.
What? Sam, what the hell? I don't mind telling you that I'm more than a little uncomfortable around Europeans in general, and Germans and Italians in particular.
Big Boss, Joe is true red, white, and blue.
He just said he's Italian.
His grandparents or some crap like that.
You been working here long?
3 years, maybe.
And on RJ?
Over a year ago when we were staffing up with the Camel team.
So why the hell don't you smoke, Joe?
Because I don't like it?
I don't like it either.
What?
It's stinky.
Donna, I thought you were one of those beatniks. Free love and all that.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to smoke.
Oh, Sam smokes. Frank, damn it, break the tie.
I smoke, Big Boss.
Thank God.
All right, I think we can get started. Will everyone please take a seat? Okay. RJ is on the firing line, and the Surgeon General just shot a volley into his solar plexus. He's not dead, but he's been wounded.
Ow!
Ow is right, Joe. Big Tobacco may be on his knees, but he's not dead yet.
Do you want me to write that down?
No, honey. Wait till we get into the actual brainstorm. This is just the preamble.
Sam, maybe just let Frank identify the problem. Then we can noodle the situation.
Thanks. Good thought.
Noodles. Love 'em. I got lunch in just over an hour with some spaghetti people. No offense, Joe.
None taken, Big Boss. Frank?
Okay, here's what we're dealing with. The Surgeon General unequivocally linked smoking cigarettes to lung cancer. That means no more messaging suggesting smoking may have health benefits, because the highest authority in the country just said it can kill you.
Damn it to hell!
I'm with you, Big Boss.
Me too. Can we take five?
What for? We just started.
Ladies' room?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I'll go too.
You can't go to the ladies' room.
Coffee, Big Boss? Can I get you a cup?
No, just get about your business and get back here.
Sure, Big Boss.
Sure thing, Big Boss.
Great jumping Jesus, Sam. This is your account. You'd better grab it by the balls.
I'm so sorry, Big Boss. Joe has always been crackerjack.
Frank, light me a butt.
In here. In here. I'm going bonkers.
It's just for a little.
But how much longer can I keep this up?
You filed for divorce. Can't be too much longer, right?
Yes. Yes, I filed for divorce.
You did file, didn't you?
Yes.
So cheer up, Buttercup. We'll be together soon.
Donna, dearest, people are talking.
Not possible. The only time we smooch is in the supply closet.
You're right. It's not like we're obvious about it.
So, turn that frown upside down.
Damn it, Donna, you have a way of turning gray skies blue.
Aw, Joe, you're swell.
Donna, I'm in love with you, kiddo.
Joe, you're nothing but a kid yourself.
Joe and Donna. Donna and Joe, two kids crazy in love. Trapped in a supply closet somewhere on the edge of time.
Joe, stop. I don't like your movie trailer announcer guy.
Sorry, babe.
Kiss me quick and make it right. Now, who's talking about us?
Not us. About you. And Rob.
Rob? In media sales? That guy? He's married.
I'm married.
But Rob? Come on.
He takes long lunches and not with the fellas.
He likes to read. He always has a book tucked under his arm.
Yeah, well, like I said, he's not with the fellas.
What did you do, Joe?
Nothing much. May have said a few things when you weren't at your desk and he was taking one of those long lunches.
Ugh, Joe, why?
Because people were talking, that's why.
But lying? Why you gotta lie?
Honey, I got a career.
Ain't Rob got a career? Ain't I got a career?
I don't even know Rob. I mean, really know him. And you're in the steno pool.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that after we get married, you don't have to work, right?
I suppose.
Ah, Donna, I knew you'd understand.
I suppose.
You do? You understand, don't you?
I suppose.
That a girl. Now listen, we gotta get out of here and back to the meeting before someone suspects that you've got a thing going on with me, too. Then you'd really have a reputation.
Oh, Joe.
I'll go first, then you. Oh, and honey, Big Boss wants a cup of coffee. Can you grab that on your way back?
Of course, Joe.
Swell. And one for me, too.
Where's my coffee?
Donna's getting it.
Where's your coffee?
She's getting that, too.
I thought she was going to the ladies.
She was. She did.
So what the hell were you doing?
I was making the coffee.
We got secretaries to do that.
Big Boss, I think Joe was just trying to do his part. You know, ever since President Johnson started talking about the Great Society, people have gotten hip to a new way of thinking.
What?
Sure, Big Boss. Can't just leave making coffee to the gals anymore.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Big Boss is steamed, baby.
I was making coffee.
Like hell you were.
Sam, get us back on track. Thank you, honey. Just the way I like it.
Thank you very... Oh my God, you spilled the coffee!
Oh, I am so sorry.
Sam, take charge.
Joe, go get cleaned up. Donna, you're sitting in for Joe.
What? No! Oh, God. She's a girl.
She'll be fine.
She doesn't smoke.
Neither do you. Now scram. And you're going to take notes when you get back, so be quick.
Ah, jeez.
Welcome to the team. What's your name?
Donna, Big Boss. My name is Donna.
Frank, you're our legal eagle. Anything wrong with a girl contributing ideas?
No, sir. Not in a regulatory sense. Though, Big Boss, you might want to refer to her as a woman.
No, I don't want to do that.
That's fine, that's fine.
Okay, let's get on with it, gentlemen and lady.
Welcome to the Great Society, Big Boss.
Okay, okay. Can we talk about the goddamn smoking now?
Okay. Surgeon General's report. Bad. Bad for Reynolds. Bad for us.
Bad news, baby.
So, Sam, if the report says smoking causes lung cancer, how do we say it doesn't?
We can't.
We can't call the Surgeon General a liar.
That kind of puts us up a creek, doesn't it?
Everything okay?
Yeah. Fine.
Big Boss, couldn't we advise RJ just to ignore the report?
Sam, they can't ignore it if everybody's going to be talking about it. Am I right, Frank?
Ignore it? Not a good idea.
What about all the good things you get from smoking? Couldn't we just stick to talking about that?
Sounds like you're trying to ignore the report.
Okay, Smarty. What have you got against smoking anyway?
Big Boss, Donna was just...
giving my opinion. That's what you want, right?
That's exactly what I want, young lady. Thank you.
That's a great society way of thinking, Big Boss.
Oh, Sam, come on.
Okay, Donna. Point, counterpoint. You taking notes?
Yeah, Big Boss.
I'll throw something out and you bat it back. Don't be afraid to swing and miss, honey.
Okay, Big Boss.
Smoking is relaxing.
Smokers don't look relaxed. They look kind of jumpy.
Smoking is sophisticated.
It's stinky.
Movie stars like it.
How do you know?
Because they're smoking. In the movies.
Maybe people tell them to smoke.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Big Boss, Donna...
I got this. I got a friend at Leo Burnett. She says Philip Morris pays movie stars to smoke.
Rumor. Pure speculation.
She's my friend. How dare you?
Huh?
Product placement, boss.
I know all about product placement. Phelps Johnston practically created the concept for Burnett. We lunch all the time. Lunch. I love lunch. I'm getting hungry, damn it, and we're getting nothing done.
Maybe we ought to table this brainstorm, Big Boss.
Table this my ass. Donna, fire some negatives at Sam and Joe.
Whoa, Big Boss. Shouldn't one of the boys do that?
She can think on her feet, and she's got moxie.
Gee, Big Boss, thanks.
You're like a man in a girl's figure.
Huh?
Frank, did I say that right?
No, Big Boss.
Big Boss Donna is not a man!
Joe, Big Boss is cool with whatever.
Sam, I happen to know for a fact that Donna is absolutely, positively not a man.
Can we get back to the brainstorm?
I like this kid, man or no man.
Thank you, Big Boss.
And for the record, she's a she.
I know, Frank. I'm just a little on edge. Light a butt for me, will you? Thanks, buddy boy. Donna, what you waiting for? Give me some negatives. Go.
Smoking makes your car smell funny.
So open a window, man.
What if it's winter and it's snowing?
Come off it, Donna. That's once a year.
For 3 months? Okay. Smoking makes curtains smell funny.
Curtains?
Yeah, curtains.
You smell curtains?
I do. And clothes? Smoking makes clothes smell really funny.
My clothes smell fine, and I smoke like a chimney.
Yeah, Donna, where are you going with this?
Smoking makes everything stink.
You're getting a little personal there, aren't you, honey?
Big Boss, think about it. What are you really holding in your hand?
My cig?
You just said you smoke like a chimney. Smoke goes up a chimney.
Well, that's romantic. Like a cabin in the woods.
Not if you're on top of that chimney sucking it in.
Frank, did she just proposition me?
No, Big Boss.
Donna, I love how you think. Clearly, so does Big Boss. But I'm going to suggest, though, that we cut right to the heart of the matter.
The Surgeon General's report.
That's it, kiddo.
Smoking causes lung cancer.
Exactly.
What do we do about that?
Not what do we do.
What do we say?
Since we can't counter that claim...
Can we...
Take some of the certainty out of it?
Frank, baby, Frank, baby!
Please, my name is Frank Frankwater.
Frankwater, baby!
Damn it, Sam. You just derailed my train of thought.
May I?
Please!
We challenge the claim.
Challenge the Surgeon General?
No, Joe. We challenge the science behind the claim.
Challenge science?
Is there a freaking echo?
Joe, science is just hypothesis, followed by inquiry and conclusion.
Science is more than just guessing.
Right. Not guessing. It's supposition, followed by inquiry. The scientific method of determining whether that supposition is right... or not.
Oh my God. Oh my God!
Donna, honey, are you okay?
We challenge the Surgeon General's method. It's the weak point.
Exactly.
Donna, freaking baby!
The girl's a freaking genius.
Big Boss, the girl? I mean, Donna didn't come up with that on her own.
I never said I did.
I need to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you.
Joe, you wrote down those pearls of wisdom?
Yes, Big Boss. Pearls.
Good.
I got them.
Good. Now, get us some more coffee. Ideas are percolating, so we're working through lunch.
What about your lunch with the spaghetti people?
Screw the spaghetti people. This little filly just took us to the home stretch, and I'm going to ride her till she collapses.
Big Boss, no. Joe, take Donna, grab some coffee.
Now what?
You can't ride, Donna.
Why the hell not?
It sounds like you want to have sex with her.
Why the hell not?
Because relations between employees runs counter to agency policies determined at the last board of directors meeting.
Oh, hell with that.
Frank Water, baby, you're bringing Big Boss down.
Stop it.
What?
God, I need a smoke.
What? Are you trying to look smart in there?
I am smart.
Well, just don't make me look like an idiot.
Ha! You are an idiot.
I am not an idiot!
Well, you act like one. Sometimes. Why did you have to lie about me and Rob? That was stupid. And cruel.
You're not going to say anything?
I really should, you know. All you had to do was tell the truth.
About what?
To me. And about us. If you didn't want to divorce your wife and marry me, you should have said so. Then I could have made up my mind about us. Instead, you lied to me. Let's go back. They're waiting.
Donna, wait.
What?
Lying. It gets easier. Too easy, really. Once you start, you'll see. Big Boss, what's wrong?
Oh, Big Boss, what happened? Where does it hurt?
Oh, my brain hurts.
Quick, drink this coffee. Frank, does this happen often?
Only when his illusions are shattered.
Oh, dear, that sounds serious.
A man his age thinking the entire steno pool is at his beck and call.
Does he need me to take a memo?
No.
Stop the world! I want to get off!
I can dig it, Big Boss.
Sam?
Yes?
Stop it. Donna was on the verge of a breakthrough.
Way too much credit, Big Boss.
Gotta concur with Joe, baby. Really is a team thing, dig it?
I do not. Donna, you're league dog. Kick this sled into high gear. Sam, take notes.
Big Boss, baby, come on.
Come on, nothing. I've seen the light. And Frank, drop a note to our employment department. Donna is to get a raise and vacation perks commensurate with her new account supervisor's title.
What?
Oh, Big Boss, I could just kiss you.
Oh, crap.
Huh. So that's how it is. I have half a mind to quit.
Wow. Isn't that something?
And now, let's attack the Surgeon General's science.
A big brain and righteous lips. I feel like my head is about to explode.
The way to attack their science is with our science.
That's ridiculous. We haven't got any science.
Then, Joe, we go and get some.
This is incredible.
Right, Big Boss?
I feel light. I feel dizzy. I gotta take a nap.
Let me help you to your office. Donna, you can bring this in, right?
Sure thing, Frank.
One last thing. Joe, you're off RJ.
Huh?
You're not Big Tobacco. Plus, I see what's been going on between you and Donna. She's got to keep a clear head, and you're a distraction.
You're firing me?
No, you boob. I'm moving you to food and beverage. You can start by taking the meeting I had with the Italians.
Okay.
Well, you're already late, so go. Confirm the location with my secretary.
Sure. Sure thing. Thanks for your trust, Big Boss.
Are you kidding? I had to watch out for guys like you when I was coming up.
I won't let you down. Sam, Donna, guess I'll see you around the water cooler.
Frank, why is he still here?
Come on, Big Boss. Your sofa awaits.
Any second all laying around?
Maybe, though. How about I fix you a nice dry martini?
Make it a double.
Wow, it's suddenly so quiet.
That's cool.
We still haven't figured out the science that's going to attack the Surgeon General's science.
That's for the scientists to figure out. Doubt is our product.
I don't follow.
Sure you do. It was your idea, pure genius. All we need to do is get enough scientists to create studies that call the SG's conclusions into doubt. We don't have to refute those conclusions, just muddy them up.
Confuse people.
Create doubt, you dig?
I do, Sam. I dig.
And it'll be so friggin' profitable for the agency, because Big Tobacco will do the research for us. All we gotta do is float their white papers to friendly reporters as fast as they crank them out.
Wow. You're pretty sharp, Sam.
You're the rising star, Donna.
Man, oh man. I still have a lot to learn.
I'll draft the campaign proposal and have it for your review, say, by the end of day tomorrow.
Shouldn't I do that?
Wow, baby. I mean, Donna, that's my job now. You're the account lead.
Things are moving so fast.
It's the Great Society.
I need a drink.
I'll buy.
Want to stay on the loop?
Nah, let's grab a cab and head over to Old Town. It's the Haps.
You're on.
Thank you for listening to tonight's performance of Doubt is Our Product. Our cast included Keith Rose as Sam, Blake Fisher as Joe, Keisha Wilkins as Donna, Dickie Magadoff as Frank, and Don Tamblyn as Big Boss. Directed by John Welsh, assisted by Elsie Ritchie, and engineered by Lily Dubois. If you would like to comment about tonight's show, or if you have a script that you would like to submit for consideration, please email us at scratchedup@kkrn.org. If you would like to donate to help keep KKRN and Scratched Up Radio Theater on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button. Good night, and thank you for listening.
We were so fortunate the day Joe Graceffo gave Scratched Up Radio Theater his script and permission to produce Doubt is Our Product. Sometime after the show was aired, Joe submitted the script along with our radio show to the Cambridge, England Radio Drama Festival Script Writing Contest. From all of the scripts entered, 58 were selected for the finals. Doubt is Our Product is one of three finalists chosen from the USA. That's some good writing, Joe. To listen to the shows and vote for the winner, go to radiodramafestival.org.uk.
Tell me, where do they go? Those smoke rings I blow each night. What do they do? Those circles of blue. To picture a dream of love.
take me with you.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love.
Without my love.
Now laughing friends tears I cannot hide. And so I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.